I just want to say good evening, everybody, and I want to thank you all for tuning in onto my podcast. I'm David, and tonight I'm going to be talking about, you know, sex on the first date and how I feel about, you know, waiting to marriage to lose your virginity. All right, the first half of this topic, I'm just going to talk about, you know, sex on the first date. Now, the reason why I brought this up is because, you know, honestly, I don't really have a straightforward answer. You know, I have mixed opinions about this topic. So I'm gonna break it down and explain how I feel. As far as sex on the first date, I feel like it's not something that I would recommend. I recommend you should wait as long as possible if you can. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, you shouldn't be judged for having sex on the first date as well. You know, I don't believe it makes you promiscuous for having sex on the first date. But yet, I don't recommend it as well. Now, I'm going to break this down. I do feel like, you know, I think the longer you wait, I do feel like the better off you'll be. And more likely, the longer you wait, I feel like the higher the chances of you finding, you know, true love. I do believe that. But at the same time, ain't nothing guaranteed as well. And I also do believe that you can have sex on the first date and find your true love right then and there and get married and live happily ever after. That's what I believe. So as far as sex on the first date, I mean, you know, you just have to just go when you're comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe in judging people for having sex on the first date. You grown, it's your decision. If you feel comfortable with the person, then you know what, then why not? You know, I feel like, you know, if, you know, what if you've known that person for a long time? You know, what if before on the first date, y'all known each other for years? You know what I'm saying? If you feel comfortable, then you gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about that, but the only time I would say I don't recommend having sex on the first date, though, is because even though nobody should get judged for having sex on the first date and you're grown, you can make your own decision. At the same time, you don't want to get in the habit of thinking it's okay, because on average, you're going to date multiple people. And you know what? It's not really a good thing as well to have sex with multiple people on the first date as well. You don't want to get in the habit of thinking it's okay to have sex with everybody on the first date as well. Now, I know sometimes shit happens. You get caught in the moment. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, don't get in the habit of thinking it's okay. Because for those of you that are parents, you know, I'm sure you wouldn't really want your kids to... You wouldn't glorify your kids or be happy if your kids had sex on the first date. Now, it's something that happens, and I think most of us have done it before, but, you know, my thing is that I feel like, you know, nobody should be judged for having sex on the first date, but at the same time, I feel like it's not recommended as well. I think, you know, I'd rather you should wait and take your time and get to know the person you're dating before you take it to that level. And you necessarily, and I also believe too, you don't necessarily need, you don't need to be in a relationship to have sex. I don't really believe that. I believe that you just got to be comfortable with the person that you're talking to. Because you can be in a relationship with somebody, still not be comfortable with that person as well. So, you know, as long as you're comfortable with the person and you trust that person, then you know what? It's your body, you can do what you want. That's how I feel on sex on the first date. You know, and always make sure you wear a condom. And you have to accept it too, that, you know, if you have sex on the first date, always accept that once you have sex, that person, it's likely that that person may not never contact you again. You know, you have to understand that. You know, I'm not saying that it's right for that person to do that, but that's something that can happen as well. So, you know, getting the mindset that if you're going to do that, that could happen. Nothing is never guaranteed. But at the end of the day, my final opinions on it is, you know, I don't recommend for people to have sex on the first date. But at the same time, I don't think people should get judged for having sex on the first date as well. That's just how I feel on that. So if you're one of those people, you had sex on the first date, you know, it's nothing to feel bad about. stuff happens, shit happens. Nobody should judge you. You can do what you want. But, you know, I would try to make it in a habit and try to be just a little bit more selective in who you're having sex with. That's all I got to say about that. Now, the next part I'm going to talk about is, I guess, you know, waiting till marriage to lose your virginity. Wow, this topic is like, shit, in this era, it's in this generation now, it's probably so rare. Like, that's almost like damn near impossible. That's probably more common like 60, 70 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Now, honestly, to tell you the truth now, in this era, I feel like nobody's not trying to wait past your third date, to be honest. You know? But my opinions on that, you know, it's in the Bible, and I believe in God, and, you know, that is the right way. And I do believe, and I agree that, you know, it is best that we all should wait to marriage. You know what I'm saying? Because if we've done that, I do think the world would be a better place. You know what I'm saying? It would be a better, it won't be perfect though, but it'll be a better place. I think it'll be a lot easier to find true love. I think it'll be a lot easier to get married and to start a family. Now, it's like very, it's extremely hard to find true love, to find your soulmate. It's so difficult. And I do think sex has a lot to do with that. Now, I won't say sex is the only reason, but I do think it plays a part, because I think the earlier, you know, the earlier that you have sex in a relationship, or the earlier you have sex with and dating somebody, sometimes I do feel like the harder it is to find marriage, because I do think sex clouds people's judgments, you know. So I do think that as well. Because of fornication, I think that's the reason why STDs exist. That's why a lot of people, you have a lot of single parents out here, you know, a lot of kids growing up not knowing their mother or not knowing their father. I do believe that. I do believe, you know, that's why the abortion rate is so high. You know, I do believe fornication bring a lot of negative consequences. But I'm going to be honest with you, though, at this, even though I agree with the Bible, I'm not going to sit here and be a hypocrite and tell people, you know, I'm not going to be a hypocrite and tell people to wait until marriage, because I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know if I could do that myself. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where, you know, lust is something that I can't help. And the reason why I can't help it is because, you know, I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect. Lust is a sin, but, you know, we all do it. Nobody's perfect. You get what I'm saying? It's not something that I could control. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, I do agree that it would be better if we all wait until marriage. But, you know, at the same time, I do believe that you can have sex with somebody on the first date, and that could be your soulmate, and that could be the person you could live happily ever after. You know, and you can wait till marriage and get divorced, you know, 2 years later. I've heard stories about that as well. So, you know, wait until, you know, marriage to have sex don't guarantee that your marriage is going to last. Hell, wait until marriage to have sex don't guarantee you're going to a place in heaven. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to sex, apps, you know, saving your virginity to marriage, I respect it. I think it's good. And if you can do it, I agree that you should. But you know what it is? You have to do what's best for yourself. You have to do what's best for yourself. And, you know, if you want to follow the Lord's way, and that's what you feel, then you know what? I think, you know, you should go for it. Because I really do believe that if you all wait to marriage, it'll be a better place. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if you don't want to do it, and you know you can't hold out, then you know what? There's nothing wrong with that as well. By the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for you. That's how I feel about that. You know, because, you know, thou shalt not judge. You know, nobody's perfect. You know, the only thing we can do is do the best we can. But I will say this, though, you know, if you're not going to wait till marriage to have sex, you know, at least try to, you know, try to improve and try to be selective on who you have sex with. I am going to say that. Make sure you always wear a condom. You know, make sure you're mature about it. Make sure you're ready. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. sex is a drug. Sex can be very addictive. And then we have to start making better choices. You know, so, you know, these right here is just the thoughts that was on my head. I just wanted to share my thoughts with you guys. You know, as far as sex on the first date, like I said before, I don't recommend sex on the first date. But if you do have sex on the first date, you know what I'm saying? Don't feel bad about it, because nobody shall judge you. You know what I'm saying? You do what's best for you. And same thing, if you want to lose your virginity to have, you want to wait till a match to lose your virginity, I think it's a wonderful thing. And it means you're strong, because you know what? It takes a lot of power and strength to do that. And if everybody was to do that, I think the world would be a better place. But at the same time, you know, you're one of those people where you can't hold off that long. You end up having sex way before that. You know, again, don't beat yourself over it. You know, you got to do is just pray to God and pray for forgiveness for your sins. Because we all sin. Whether we wait till marriage to have sex or not, we all sin. We all sinners. We born sinners. We just go to God for forgiveness. We do the best that we could. So, you know, the only thing I'm going to say about sex is be careful who you're having sex with. Always protect yourself. And that's pretty much it. Just protect yourself. You can enjoy yourself. But make sure you just be protective of who you're doing it with. And if you are going to go unprotected, make sure it's somebody that you love. And make sure you get checked out first. And one last thing, and this is what I also recommend. If you don't trust the person, or if you're not comfortable around the person, I would strongly suggest not having sex with that person. I'm going to repeat that. If you're not comfortable around a person and you don't trust the person, I would not have sex with that person. You know, that's all I'm going to say. These are my opinions. You guys can comment below and discuss your opinions. I wish all of you a good night. Thank you for tuning in on my podcast.